6th of March 2020, Matthew 5, 20-6, A Way to Grow in Love. For I tell you, if your uprightness does not surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard how it was said to our ancestors, "You shall not kill, and if anyone does kill, he must answer for it before the court." But I say this to you, anyone who is angry with a brother will answer for it before the court. Anyone who calls a brother fool will answer for it before the Sanhedrin, and anyone who calls him traitor will answer for it in hellfire. So then, if you are bringing your offering to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar, go and be reconciled with your brother first, and then come back and present your offering. Come to terms with your opponent in good time while you are still on the way to the court with him, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. In truth, I tell you, you will not get out till you have paid the last penny. With the coming of Jesus, a greater grace is given to the people than in the times of the Old Covenant. We see this, for example, in the question of marriage. While it was still possible in the Old Covenant to have several wives without sin, even if this arrangement was still imperfect and quasi a leniency of God because of the hardness of the human heart, this no longer applies to the New Covenant. A validly concluded marriage between two baptized persons is indissoluble, and so the original intention of God is established with the relationship between man and woman. Because this great grace is there for us human beings through the coming of the Lord, the demands on human beings have been also become greater. We hear it today in the Gospel. Already the anger or the insult of a brother brings about judgment, because in them there is already that potency at work that can then also lead to the outward act. So it is necessary to perceive this potency in us and to overcome it. Let us first try to look at it more closely using the example of anger. In anger, man does not what is right, as the Holy Scripture says. Only rarely we will be able to claim a holy wrath for ourselves, as we see it in Jesus when he scourged the abuse of the temple for profiteering. When a person is angry, he often thinks that he has a right to be so angry, and he turns his aggression against the other person. This anger is then mixed with a haughty attitude, for he does not realize that, in his unrestrained outburst of emotion, he goes far beyond a rebuke that may even be justified. Often enough, the anger is even completely unjustified. Outwardly, however, the situations look like this, and the victim of an often unjustified anger is on the complete defensive, hardly daring to say anything, so that the anger of the person does not increase. This can create a very unjust situation. So let us summarize. Anger carries within it the very characteristics that can spiritually lead to the death of another person. It is a world of injustice and uncontrollability. In a certain way, it threatens the life of the other person when it is directed against a human being. He becomes intimidated and can even become fearful if these outbursts are repeated regularly. The unbridled anger is also dangerous because it very easily leads to thoughtless actions which then have corresponding consequences. So it becomes clear that the Lord leads us to understand the commandments even more deeply, and we are called to overcome anger and many other passions inwardly. If we have a wrathful nature, let us soothe it through the action of the Holy Spirit. We must become aware of the destructive power of anger and not justify or trivialize it. Such an attitude would be contrary to today's gospel and rob us of the strength and insight to take appropriate action. What has been said for anger also applies to insults that offend the honor of man. They too represent a kind of attack on his life and want to humiliate him, to violate his dignity. Here, too, it is necessary to pay very close attention to yourself. If there are such emotions in us, it is necessary to take actions against them. If we even habitually insult or degrade other people, we must permanently fight to overcome this. All these reflections serve to emphasize again and again that we should ask for and strive for purity of our heart. It will help us to remove the shadows in our heart by the power of the Holy Spirit and to notice even the slightest deviation from the path of love and truth. A converted heart will not tolerate, trivialize, or even justify these deviations in itself. It will suffer from still having to discover unpleasant impulses within our heart. At the same time, however, this heart also knows that the Lord has come to save us from the darkness and will turn to Him with confidence and ask for a new heart.
O God, create in me.